Is there anything else like
There's cabbage, collard, turnip, mustard.
Mm-hmm.
And I plant beets. I always have a row of beets.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. And she, my wife, pickles those beets. We have cucumbers. She makes cucumber pickles.
Oh, yeah. My mom tried to make pickles one time. It didn't come out too good.
My wife makes what she calls a bread and butter pickle. She cuts that cucumber. She wants young, tender cucumbers.
Mm-hmm.
She cut it in thin slices. And then it takes, well, the way she makes them, she was reading a recipe the other day where it said you could make cucumber pickles and, a very short time.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes about 2 weeks the way she makes them.
She does it the good way then?
Yeah, yeah, she does it the good way, and you can eat those pickles and enjoy them. Put them in the refrigerator and get them good and cold.
Mm-hmm.
She puts them in pint jars. What she calls a bread and butter pickle.
Probably pretty good. Man.
Oh, they're good.
You know, when you want to get beans out of the pod by hand, what do you say you have to do?
Shell them.
Okay. Have you ever seen any kind of large yellow flat beans?
Oh, those you say yellow?
Mm-hmm. Or they might be a little bit green.
Oh, yeah, the Ford hook. I always plant some Ford hooks.
Mm-hmm.
And I have planted what they call a lima bean.
Mm-hmm.
That's a white bean, big flat white bean.
Yeah.
Like these dry ones you buy in the market, you know, dry beans. But we put them up fresh and shell them out. And all kind of peas. We plant all kind of peas.
Mm-hmm.
I got some that my friend gave me up in Ocala. He brought the seed from Guatemala.
Oh, wow. Imported.
We measured many, many of them this time. It measured from 11 to 13 and a half inches long.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty big.
Yeah. That's a long pea. That's what I give that fellow that stopped there yesterday afternoon, and peas to give you. I had a few dry ones left down there. I had saved all I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And saved a bunch from my neighbor down there. They're very, when you shell them out, they're very small pea.
Mm-hmm.
But you talk about good peas to eat when they're fresh. Just go and pick them when they're ready to shell, you know, and get a few snaps in them.
Uh-huh.
That's good doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
You mentioned snaps. What are
that's a young bean pea that's not ready to shell.
Let's see here. What do you call lettuce or cabbage? You know, I mean, is there a name for each one of those things?
Well, there's different varieties.
Mm-hmm. But I mean,
if that's what you mean.
Is there a name? I mean, you wouldn't go in the store and say, let me have a lettuce.
Oh, you just go buy your head of lettuce.
Oh.
That's the way the lettuce is sold. And the cabbage is sold by the head.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In the market. Now, they put them in crate to sell them to the wholesaler, you know.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Some of the hardest work I ever done in my life was cutting cabbage. Two rows on, it was three cutters. Had a big two-horse wagon with high sideboards on it.
Mm-hmm.
Cut those cabbage, you had two rows, and the other man two rows, and the other man two rows.
Mm-hmm.
And throw them over in there, cut them, and keep up with that wagon.
It's fast working, huh?
And you start to work at daylight on Monday morning. You work till 12 o'clock Saturday, and you got $5.50.
You're kidding me. Really?
$1 a day, that was it.
Jeez. When was this?
That was back there in 1917, 18.
Would you ever say, would you ever call children, like, heads? You know, like you do cattle, like you got three heads of kids or anything like that? Did you hear anybody say that?
No. They always just said my children.
Okay. Have you ever used the word passel? Like a passel of fish or passel of greens, anything like that? Okay.
That's out.
Oh, it is.